You are now listening to the Half Right Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @halfright_pod and Instagram at the Half Right Podcast. Most importantly, feel free to share with a friend and please subscribe. Now, without further ado, let's get into this week's episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Half Right Podcast. I am back, the voice of the Half Right Podcast. I just want to thank Malcolm for filling in for me. You and Lakia are a dynamic duo in life, but you guys don't match. You guys didn't match the dynamic duo that is here today. Excuse me. You know, I took a couple L's in March, so I had to, you know, I was on a sabbatical. I don't even know what the hell a sabbatical is, but I guess I was
you
on
took
one.
A long break.
Somebody Google sabbatical and let me know what that means.
I
anyway,
just told you.
Do we have an email?
We do. It's the halfrightpodcast@gmail.com.
Email.
Follow us on Instagram at the Half Right Podcast and on Twitter at @halfright_pod. That's all our handles.
And somebody email me what the fuck a sabbatical is, because that's what I was on.
But why are they going to Google it when you can Google it?
Because I don't feel like Googling it. Come on, this is our NXT episode. We have a Mania 1 dropping later this week.
So, NXT, how are you feeling about NXT?
Watching it? Yes, I've been watching NXT, and I'm a little bummed out about the Ciampa injury.
Yeah.
You know, he was having one of the best runs of his career.
Well, you know what they said about the Ciampa injury is that the injury, although I'm pretty sure that it was already there, that him going to the main roster, and you know how the NXT call-ups, how they're literally like being shoved down your throat, that him not being able to have that rest made it worse.
Yep. I heard that Meltzer had reported that Gargano and Ciampa, I'm not sure how clear this is. I heard it from somebody. I never saw Meltzer report it. Who the fuck knows? I don't really care enough to, you know, see if Meltzer reported it. But we need our producer, Brianna, back. You get what I'm saying? Our little sister's going to hopefully make an appearance on our Mania prediction show. Anyway, I heard there was going to be a spot in the Ciampa-Gargano match where Gargano was going to injure Ciampa's neck and send him away. But Ciampa's neck proved to need surgery right away, which kind of messed that up. You know, the interesting thing about NXT TakeOver New York, Adam Cole or Johnny Gargano, one of them is going to become the first ever Grand Slam
which
NXT champion.
It's crazy.
They've both held the North American Championship.
Yep.
They've both been NXT Tag Team Champions.
Mm-hmm.
And they just need the NXT title to complete it. Which is
there's
crazy.
No other one that's out there, right?
No, NXT Grand Slam champions. First ever. Adam Cole or Johnny Gargano.
It's
we'll get to the prediction
match.
On that match at the end. That's going to be our final pick. But let's scroll through the match card.
All right. First up, we have the UK Championship. Pete Dunne versus Walter.
Pete Dunne has had one of the most historic reigns ever.
He's like Asuka of the UK.
He's better than Asuka of the UK. I don't know how many days he's held that belt, but I think it's time. NXT TakeOver New York is the time Walter beats Pete Dunne. Walter's
going
to be...
I'm going to be honest. I'm not too familiar with the whole NXT UK side.
Me neither. I have watched some of Walter's...
I mean, I've seen Pete Dunne because Pete Dunne has, of course, crossed over and we've seen him more mainstream, but I'm not too familiar. I had to look up who Walter was and, you know, do my research a little bit. I'm going to go with Pete Dunne. I think the champ is going
to
retain.
I'm going to have to go with Walter. I feel as though this is the time for you to maybe switch Pete. I know he's been such a big part of NXT UK. You could still have him appear on that show, but I think it's time for him to do more stuff with NXT. I'd love to see him go after the NXT championship, whoever wins that belt. So I think it's time for Walter to take over the NXT title. Pete Dunne, he's held it too long. I think it's time for a change, so I'm going to pick Walter.
All right, next up we have the NXT Tag Team Championship, the War Raiders, the champs, versus the Dusty Road Classic winners, Aleister Black and Ricochet. My favorite tag team of the moment.
They don't really do anything for me. Ricochet and
I just like that they flip around. I love it.
I feel like they're so much better as single superstars. They are. But they'd kind of get lost in the shuffle, so it's good that they're as a tag team.
They're going to get buried if they're not together right now. They're going to get buried.
I feel as though them competing at Mania, kind of, I think the War Raiders are going to win. I think the War Raiders should win.
But could you imagine Ricochet and Aleister Black taking the NXT titles and then winning the SmackDown Tag Team Championship? Triple H is the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
I think the reason that they're in that match is because plans call for them to win, because you could have easily put the Hardys in that spot. But think about the weekend that it is that's lined up for Aleister Black and Ricochet. Not only are they going to compete on the TakeOver card.
And the best thing about it is that the shows are not back-to-back, so they're going to have a full day to recover.
They're going to compete at WrestleMania as well. So they get two big paydays.
Yeah.
For two of the best
wrestlers. Because they're still advertising. They're still advertising. Then when they come out on Raw or SmackDown, they still have the NXT thing on the bottom.
I think after Mania, they'll have their official call-up, which is why I'm going to go with the War Raiders.
They are going to have the official call-up because Aleister Black said goodbye to NXT.
I believe that is, which is exactly why I believe that the War Raiders are going to win. So the War Raiders are going to be my pick on this match. I think it's going to be
based off of what was announced last night. Do you hear the bird?
Yes, I hear the bird.
Give us a second, guys.
It's a clock. It's a bird clock.
Yeah, it's been around forever. Okay, so the War Raiders, based off of the match that was announced last night on SmackDown, I'm going to go with the War Raiders. I love Aleister Black and Ricochet. I just don't think they're going to win.
I think it'd be dope. Practical reasons. I think it'd be dope if they won the NXT titles.
Sweep?
And the SmackDown titles. Yeah. It would be amazing, but that's not going to happen. So I'm going to go with the War Raiders as well.
All right, next up we have the NXT North American Championship. This is going to be a good one. Velveteen Dream, the champ, versus, Matt Riddle. The man that wrestles with no shoes.
Which is weird. I think Matt Riddle's a superstar. I think Velveteen's a superstar. I feel like these are two guys who could legitimately be WrestleMania. Like, these guys could be main eventers when they move up to the main roster.
For sure.
I feel like Velveteen Dream's time to move up to the main roster is here.
No.
Which is why I'm going to go with Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle is going to beat Velveteen Dream. You have to understand, the reason why I'm saying these guys are going to win these matches is because I believe Velveteen Dream, I don't think he should be called up yet. I don't think he's ready, but I think Vince has gotten a look at him. Velveteen Dream is an interesting character.
He is.
And I feel like Vince is going to want to move him up. I'm scared because I think he'll get lost in the shuffle.
I don't. With everything that's happening, the Superstar Shakeup, that's a whole episode in itself. That's coming the week after Mania.
Yes.
So I don't think that he's going to get called up yet. I really don't. I don't think that Triple H would have put the title on him if he was. Because if you think about it, people in NXT, they actually have championship reigns. It's not like in WWE where you hold the title for like a month and then someone else gets it. And then, especially now since they're not doing the automatic rematches.
Gargano didn't hold the NXT North American Championship for a while.
But he didn't hold the North American Championship for a while, but where is he right now? Where is he right now?
Competing for the NXT.
Exactly.
Title.
But that's the thing. I feel like with Gargano, they had to change. Are you talking about Gargano or Ciampa?
Gargano.
They had to change a lot of things with Gargano because of what happened with his DIY brethren. Okay.
Ciampa and Gargano was always the plan for NXT TakeOver New York, though.
I know, but I'm saying him holding the NXT North American title, I think it was just a filler.
Yeah, me too.
I
think Velveteen's call up to the main roster is coming. I'm going to have to go with Matt Riddle.
Going with the Dream.
All right. So we're split. We're split on
the
that
only one that we've agreed on is War Raiders for obvious reasons.
Yep.
All right. Next up, we have the NXT Women's Championship. All right. I have a bone to pick with Bianca Belair, but I'm going to get there in a second. So we have the champ, Shayna Baszler, who definitely needs to move up.
Yes, I think it hurts.
Versus Kairi Sane versus Io. What? How do you pronounce that? Io Shirai.
Io Shirai, I believe. Sorry for butchering her name.
Okay, and then Bianca Belair. Okay, Bianca Belair is not undefeated because she lost, but she's still going around saying that she's undefeated.
That was horrible. A horrible, horrible.
That's because I was rushing. That's because I was rushing. All I need is a long braid.
Lakia, don't ever do that again, please.
All I need is a long braid and some gum.
I'm going to apologize for my sister.
I'm not apologizing.
Butchering that
She's
line.
Not undefeated. She's not undefeated.
Bianca Belair, you can say whatever you want. If you claim you undefeated, I believe you undefeated.
She's not undefeated, though.
Listen here. I think y'all
don't
know
get
who
her,
I...
Don't get her husband on you now.
Man, Montez, I'll whoop his ass.
Okay.
I don't mean that.
I'm going to give it to... I think that Bianca Belair could take this one.
I'm going to have to go with Bianca Belair as well.
I think that it's time for Shayna to move on, to move up and to move on.
She's pushing 40. She's old.
Does she look like she's pushing 40 in the
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, if you really want to be real, I'm not really a fan of Shayna and her style of wrestling. I never really watch a Shayna match and I'm like, oh, she's amazing. I think her matches are slow.
You know what? It's a bit sloppy, though, if you look at it, too.
But she's kind of cut from the same cloth as Ronda Rousey.
Exactly.
They're both ex-MMA fighters.
Exactly.
So they wrestle with this real, like...
I'm going to kill you.
But
That's what it is.
I think it's time for Shayna. It's definitely time for Shayna to move up.
Yeah.
Move up. And I feel as though you move Shayna up, you have, like, a lot of the WWE universe... who's not really big on NXT, they don't know who the fuck Shayna Baszler is. So I believe you have to move her up, get her more acquainted to the WWE universe before anything with this whole four horsewoman.
Now, does she know Mandy Rose girl? Does she know her?
Sonya Deville?
Yeah, Sonya Deville.
Do they know each other?
Yeah.
I guess.
Because Sonya Deville has an MMA background. Right?
Yes. According to Ronda Rousey, Sonya Deville doesn't really have an MMA background. So whatever Ronda Rousey says is fact.
So Ronda Rousey also said that wrestling is fake. Did you see what Charlotte posted? The meme?
Ronda Rousey is a god.
Okay.
I love Ronda Rousey.
She needs a mic piece. Okay. So we're both going with Bianca Belair.
I'm going to have to go with Bianca Belair. It's her time. You put the belt on her.
I agree.
She's a superstar. I agree. It's time to put Sam Roberts. I have a bone to pick with you. Weeks back at the Royal Rumble, did you hear what he said about Bianca Belair versus Shayna Baszler isn't a main event match. Like, it isn't a takeover match. Sam Roberts, you're a
that
fucking...
That was an amazing
Sam
match.
Roberts,
it was an amazing
Sam
match.
Roberts is a fucking dweeb. Sam Roberts is a fucking dweeb. I don't know what the... Sam Roberts, you're a fucking dweeb. And I know you're not listening to this podcast, but you're a dweeb for your commentary.
Well, if you ever meet him, have that same energy, okay?
What the fuck? Let me ask you a question. What the fuck is Sam Roberts going to do to me?
I don't know. He'll get somebody.
Who's he going to get on me?
I don't know.
Do you think those WWE superstars, do you think they actually like Sam Roberts?
I don't know.
Have you seen Sam Roberts?
Yeah.
He's a dweeb.
He's a bit corny.
Corny.
All right,
corny.
Last match. NXT Championship. Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole, baby, for the vacant NXT Championship. 2 out of 3 falls. This match is going to be like an hour in itself. We already see what Adam Cole is capable of, and we've seen Johnny Gargano in plenty of main events. I think that this is going to by far steal the show. By far.
100%.
This could definitely completely obliterate WrestleMania.
Definitely.
This match right here could basically destroy like the whole setup.
Definitely.
It's like, I will say that them having this on Friday night, it kind of gives WrestleMania some time. There's a little bit of breathing room because then you got the Hall of Fame in the middle this year with the way that Triple H moved things around because he's really the brain.
Triple H did not move things around. I believe that this was going to take place. Saturday.
He didn't say that.
Ring of Honor and New Japan Pro Wrestling, because they're having some G1 Supercard. I'm not even going to sit here and lie like I watch that shit because
I don't.
I heard they're amazing wrestlers. Props
That's
to them.
That's great.
But I don't watch that shit.
I have no idea. Full WWE. No shade to indie wrestlers. It's
just not my cup of tea. Anyway, I believe that this was moved to Friday because they're doing a show on Saturday. But I believe if you look at this NXT
takeover, but he specifically said that that's why it was moved, so that fans wouldn't have to choose what to watch.
Which is smart, but they would have chose WWE, in my opinion. NXT over
Ring of Honor. I feel like they would have chose that, but also think about the ticket prices, what's going to be cheaper.
Yes, 100%.
That's another thing that comes into play.
100%. But either way, you're going to have to choose.
Yeah,
because some people, they don't got money to be going to both. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But now let's get on to this match.
I think that I'm going to give it to Gargano.
I'm going to have to agree with you.
I'm going to give it to Gargano.
Gargano's story
is waiting for Adam Cole's whole crew to...
Yes, to move up. It's time for
Adam. Okay, but listen. If Undisputed moves up, which would be great, what happened to all the other factions that have moved up? Did you see EY last night? What the heck happened to him?
I don't believe Vince ever looked at Sanity and said this is a main event level crew.
But think about all the people that are actually... Undisputed has been doing crazy things. Like, they have held down championships. They've moved together. There's two things that are going to happen with Undisputed. They're either going to destroy themselves, or they're going to get to the main roster, and they're going to be... they're going to be separated. I would love to see them go to the main roster, though, and stay together as a unit. I would love to see that. Because if you think about it, that's what happened with the Shield.
I feel like the Undisputed Era can be, they could be Shield, like, kind of like the Shield. No
they
one's
would
ever
be,
gonna
but
top
no, they
that.
Would be more like Nexus.
Nexus.
They would be
Nexus.
More like
they
Nexus.
They remind me
for
of
sure.
a Nexus.
They would be more like Nexus.
If booked right, they could be amazing. You know who is a perfect feud for Adam Cole to feud with as he moves up with his crew? Who do you think isn't going to be doing nothing after Mania? His close friend on SmackDown Live, who is now a babyface, Kevin Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that feud. They're real life mm-hmm. friends. Mm-hmm. Imagine Kevin Owens and Adam Cole feuding, move up to the main roster. You have Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong. They could be utilize the Freebird rule in the tag team division.
Right.
If you really want to book after Mania, you move them up. Imagine an Undisputed Era New Day feud with Kofi if he wins the belt at Mania, which we're hoping for. Imagine them feuding with each other. You have Adam Cole and Kofi going at it over the WWE title. In my opinion, I don't think Vince sees Adam Cole as WWE championship material.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because he's small.
He's small, but...
we all know that Vince likes big guys.
Big guys.
The reason why Seth is propelling to Seth's level is because of Triple H.
Seth also has height on his side, which I don't think Adam Cole has. Seth is about 6'2", 6'3".
Okay, but Seth is not a big guy. Compared to Roman?
Seth is like... it's shorter than Roman.
No, you know what I'm talking about. Like, Roman is not...
Seth may be the best built guy in the whole Shield if you look at him.
Well, of course he's the best built. Roman also lost weight because of the...
His leukemia.
And you can definitely see that he slimmed down.
In this match, I'm going to have to go with Gargano as well. I think it's Gargano's time. He's had such an organic rise to the top of NXT. Gargano's one of those guys, I could see him as an NXT lifer. It's not going to happen. Eventually, he has to move up. He's going to want to move up. But Gargano's one of those guys who I feel like Vince wouldn't understand. He wouldn't know how to book. He wouldn't know how to get
behind.
He's
Shinsuke.
He would get lost in the shuffle.
He's Shinsuke.
I believe that fans like Gargano a little bit more than they like Shinsuke.
Okay, but
I believe fans were
that's fine. But at the end of the day, fans don't control anything.
Fans were obsessed.
They can say that they're gonna give us the matches that we want. They're lying.
Fans were obsessed.
They're lying.
Fans were obsessed with Shinsuke's entrance music, in my opinion.
True.
They literally love Johnny Gargano. So I'm going to have to go with Johnny Gargano. This is his time.
You putting it that way.
I want to see him hold that belt for a long time until a heel is built up to beat him. This is Gargano's time. It's Undisputed Era's time to move up to the main roster. This match is going to hit like match of the year candidate
I honestly think that Gargano needs to win. This is my thought. Gargano needs to win and he needs to stay on NXT until his boy comes back and
Perfect.
Finish that out, right?
Perfect.
That'll give him a good, clean title reign, right? Then Adam Cole in Undisputed, because his boys don't have the tag team championship no more.
They're freed up.
I mean, Adam Cole has basically done everything. Not winning the NXT championship is not going to be the end of the world.
This is the most stacked the WWE roster has ever been.
And they don't know what to do with it. They don't know what the hell to do
with it. Which is hard, because I'm going to be real with you. With so much talent, you're trying to get everybody looks, everybody opportunities. I wouldn't know what to do either.
But it's not that you're trying to give everybody looks and opportunities. You have your chosen few that are always, always, always being shown. And I also think that on Monday Night Raw, we're going to get to WrestleMania in the next episode. But on Monday Night Raw, they got to shut the hell up and stop talking.
Yeah.
Let's see more fighting. Let's actually see feuds develop. Because if you remember, Malcolm talks about it all the time. Malcolm's my boyfriend, by the way. He was on the past two
episodes. We know that.
He was on the past two episodes. But listen, that's an era that he didn't watch, right? The ruthless aggression, that's basically when you started watching. But think about the time after that where we actually had, like, when JBL, John Cena, that was a feud. John Cena has had the best feuds in WWE in recent times. He's had the best feuds.
Because they care about booking
that him. That feud with Randy Orton, come on. Edge, JBL wasn't a wash either. He's had amazing feuds. This is the kind of energy with the card, with the stacked roster that we have right now. That's what we need.
I have a question. Who's the greatest NXT superstar of all time? Current moment. That's been there, that's moved up and proved. Like, there's been a lot of NXT superstars.
Seth who have Rollins. Moved up.
If you talk about combined Seth NXT, Rollins. If you talk about combined Seth NXT Rollins. Success with Seth WWE Rollins. Success.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah, it's easy.
Hands down.
It's easy.
Hands down,
it's
Seth. Easy. Hands down.
Seth was able to become the first NXT champion.
Hands down.
He's a Grand Slam champion. He's the blueprint for how you transfer over success from NXT to WWE.
But you know, it's also because Triple H fights for him.
Yes.
Triple H fights for him, and there's only so much that Vince can really fight against Triple H before Triple H is like, nah, you good. I got this.
So, those are our predictions for NXT TakeOver. We're going to be back.
So, run it down real quick again. UK Championship, you're going with Walter. I'm going with Pete Dunne.
Yep.
Tag Team Championship, we're both going with War Raiders. NXT North American Championship, we're cut down the middle. Alfonso's going with Bro. Matt Riddle, I'm going with Velveteen. The Women's Championship, Shayna, Kyrie, Io Shirai, and Bianca Belair, I'm going with Bianca. Alfonso's going with
Bianca as
okay,
well.
We're both. So two matches that we actually agree on. And the NXT Championship, we also both agree on Johnny Gargano, because we would like to see Adam Cole and Undisputed move up with the superstar shakeup that's going to be happening
and
after.
And see Johnny Gargano have a long reign.
Have him have a long reign until Ciampa comes back.
Yep. So those are our predictions for TakeOver.
Be sure to check us out on Instagram at The Half Right Podcast. If you have any questions, you know, send it over to thehalfrightpodcast@gmail.com. And follow us on Twitter, halfright_pod. Always tweeting. We do live tweeting during Raw and SmackDown. So go check us out over there. Give us a follow. We'd love to chat with you guys over there. And that wraps it up.
And we're out of here.
That wraps it up for another episode of the Half Right Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at halfright_pod and Instagram at the Half Right Podcast. Feel free to share with a friend and subscribe. Until next time, thanks for tuning in.